It's time for Advice Line. Call now at 800-866-8883. That's 800-866-8883. Here's your host, Roy Masters.
Yes, I'm here to teach. Well, the word teach is a bad word. To show that you have within yourself the power to keep from pressure getting under your skin. Do you think that's a nice idea, if you could just keep the pressures from getting under your skin? Do you know what that does to you? It throws you out of control. And people who get under your skin get in control, you see. So if you could only find the power to keep the pressure outside and inside, do so with some mysterious calmness that somehow doesn't take things personally. And remaining poised at the point of stress, you could become eventually impervious to assault in physical or psychological, spiritual. The soul, the spirit, is the key. You have to be still to know that. You know, I have a CD to teach, well, actually, teach, not a good word, to bring you the knowledge. The secret treasure you all have, you already had it. When you were laying down on bed at night, when you were at night when you were a little kid, did you ever feel your hands tingling? That's it. Ever felt your hands tingling when you were a kid, when you were maybe tired or sitting alone somewhere? If you have you ever been aware of, you know, a little pressure in the middle of your forehead, a little... Close your eyes, and somehow you could see light. And even though it's in the dark room, your eyeballs are lit up, your eyelids are lit up, not your eyeballs. From the inside, you can see light. And some people, light goes out. But whatever that is, it's... Well, tonight, maybe we'll try to explain what that is. It's a secret power. And I want to discuss its secret with you. And not make it so secret anymore, so the knowledge of it, the power of it, becomes available, because we all need that. And I'm going to give you our phone number so that you can call with me. I couldn't do my program last Thursday and Friday. Our air conditioning in my house, I mean, it was 100 degrees in my little back room, by the way. I'm just making an apology for not doing my program for two nights in a row and giving you tape instead. It's not that I'm disgusted with you all, although sometimes I feel that way. But, yeah, because we don't get enough money to keep going. And I've been on the air for years and years and years and years. And as I just want to say this for what it's worth, department, as America becomes more decadent, less people can hear me. So now I just remember the prophets of Israel crying out in the marketplace, and they stoned them. Couldn't stand to hear it. And I remember... Stephen, the first Christian martyr, everybody put their hands over their ears because they didn't want to hear what he had to say while they were stoning him. There's something about all of you out there, to the various degrees that life has got to you, becomes difficult to hear anything true, especially about you. And the first truth you must hear is the truth about yourself. Otherwise, how can you repent if you don't know? You know, how can you get cured of cancer if you don't know what the cause is? You know what the cause is? You don't. You can't. You can't get better from anything if you don't know the cause. You can't keep treating symptoms only. Drinking, drugs, alcohol, women. You know the stuff. You know the drill. So, emotion, though, it should be under your control. And if the emotion is under your control, then you're at peace. If the emotion is not under your control by getting upset over stuff and getting too ambitious and looking for love in all those wrong places, outside instead of within, then something is in control of you, and there's your conflict. Anything that's in control of you other than the light within you is cause for great concern, not only for you as individuals, but for the country. So I will lecture this evening to you about not being angry with people, but especially your government. Because the elements within the government prefer you to be angry, because they render you neutral. lay new to you, to make you angry, foolish, foolishly angry, and not thinking clearly. A calm man frightens a bully. A person not really afraid causes fear in those who make you afraid. Ladies and gentlemen, I will be talking to you after the break. My friends, I'm Roy Masters. We'll be right back.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Yeah, yes, good evening. Welcome to the program. I'm Roy Masters, as announced, and we're going to take calls this evening. I see the board lighting up, so why give you a lecture when you want to talk with me? And that's what I love. I love you talking to me and getting it off, off your chest. And I find little clues in what you say. When I listen to your voice very carefully, I listen to the cadence, the content of the language, the choice of words. And in my, I've been 51 years on the air now, and of course there's seven more years of being in practice. It's 58 years in this business of helping people. So I don't have to see you. I can just sense your thoughts, the kind of thoughts, not all the good things for the future. The good things of the future will be of themselves. But I know the path in the opposite direction, and I know every thought, every kind of thought, or thoughts themselves, which are duplicated in every person of a like mind. Like, I make up my mind, I won't be angry with my children. I am going to be the perfect wife. That's not the truth. You can't be. That's just an example. Because everybody who's been hurt like that and hates the abuser has exactly the same thought, which cannot be fulfilled. And so, but you try making the same mistake as everybody ever made and try to be the kindest person you could ever be, but you spoil your husband rotten and he becomes a wimp for the sake of love. And you have contempt for him, and pretty soon you become the mother or father you hated. Or he becomes a beast for the sake of love, and he becomes the person you said you weren't going to be like, because you can't understand why you're loving him so much. You don't realize you're nurturing his fault. You're appeasing him and not loving him. See, and these subtle differences make the difference between life and death, life and breath. All right, now, we're going to take Hank in Connecticut. Hello, Hank. What can I do for you?
Yes, Roy. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to speak with you. I actually used to listen to you over 30 years ago when you were on a local station and lost track of you, so to speak, until I unearthed your book, How Your Mind Can Keep You Well, and I decided that to start listening to your show and start using your Be Still and Know meditation tape.
How are you doing?
The reason I'm calling is that I have fought a 53-year battle with severe depression, which is not admitted to, really, to any form of help, either through psychotherapy or medication. And I've been to
many. Well, I've always said many years ago, you can't cure anything till you root out the cause. And I think if you've been reading the book and using the CD called Be Still and Know, actually, you would have discovered that the root of the problem is resentment and a vicious cycle of pent-up hate, judgment, like a mother, like a woman has. Women are very good at judging their husbands and rejecting him. And so you may have caught a judgment sickness, see, and I see you're a retired minister. And yeah. you know what, judgment is mine, saith the Lord, but it's very, very real. Well, if you get upset and resent somebody's injustice, and especially your parents, parents often don't use the best judgment and often are quite cruel to the children, even jealous of them being smarter than they are and brighter. And it's a very strange phenomenon. I come across it all the time, very, very common. So if you ask yourself, who do I resent the most? Who do I blame for this? You might blame something else. You may blame your illness, and then the doctors can't cure you. You might transfer the blame to that. But if you look very carefully, it's just a distraction from the real thing you blame, possibly one of your parents. And I'm suspecting your mother and your father. I'm suspecting both mother for turning you against your father, or, you know, one of those two were cruel, and one of them was weak. Which one was which?
Well, Roy, although the depression hit me right after I came out of anesthesia from an operation at 17, I certainly had a lot of trauma in my early childhood. My mother...
What was it? Yeah, go ahead.
Well, my parents had both been married before, but my father was 49 when I was born, and my mother... just made him all the days of my life sleep in the hallway on a cot, and he was a very proud man, a good man, I think, in retrospect, and he had been a boxer in his day, a race car driver.
But I have to say this to you. He may have been all those things, those macho things, but usually behind every macho man is a weakling, an appeaser, a one who wants to make peace with everyone to go along, but there's something about women that most men do not understand. Appeasing a woman in the smallest way, the minute you start to appease an unreasonable behavior in a woman, especially in your relationship where you can't get out, you're married, immediately you start losing ground, and the woman loses respect and has contempt, and in that contempt something rises in her to shake him even more for the power he gave her. That's what's happening. When you appease someone, you give a person, even the dog, a power. And when women know how to use, or men, people know how to use that power when you become an appeaser. You look like a good person to yourself when you're an appeaser. Your father was a good man, but a good man would not have allowed himself to sleep in the hallway. And so, therefore, you had to have contempt for his weakness. And he couldn't protect you from that mother, because that mother had to be cruel and had to have a lot of contempt for you, maybe, and you. I mean, your father and you. Because she may have had a contempt for all men through her own father. And he's projecting it. You see that?
I don't doubt that. The first 3 or 4 years of my life, there was only one bedroom, and my mother would lock my father out and lock me in. And he used to go into a rage and...
Well, there you are.
Right to death as a child, you know.
I know, but
I was the center of all this.
But yeah, I know. But you took the blame. I know. But yeah. There's a danger. There's a danger that parents will often say, "You see what's happening? It's your fault." I have a lady I know very well. A mother committed suicide in front of her, and before she died, she took pills, lots of them. She says, "You did this. You made me do this." No, it's nothing of the sort. And the little girl didn't understand. She was innocent. And the innocence of a little girl backfired on the mother. So the more meaner the mother was to the little girl, which grew up to be a very successful lady, but with conflicts, the more that innocence shamed her. And the more she felt the shame, the more she hated the source of that shame. Just like people resent their own conscience. So, you know, so people often don't understand their conscience is their friend, but because it causes so much pain when it's present and makes you aware of your guilt, you think of that as the enemy. But the enemy, but what's really feeling that way is a sin that's made a home in you. And you should know this, Hank, because you are, as I see on the screen, you're a retired minister. You have a spirit in you like Paul. And you are entangled with the spirit. And you should know better than to fight it. See, because when you fight that spirit, the nature of the spirit, that how that got in you was both by hating your father and your mother. See, so your father, you know, became enraged, but he allowed himself to be, abused, and then became the abuser. See, and then the more she denied him, the more angry he became. But first he becomes dependent. When a man gets married to a woman, he begins to become dependent on her love and affection, and then wants too much because his identity is entangled with a woman rather than with God. This is a very, very typical fault of all men. Every man on earth makes the same mistake. And that's why there's so many marriages and so much violence and so much horror. Because there's one thing that preachers fail to understand, how to untangle the relationship with people, places, and things. And so, but you grow up entangled with, influenced by your mother's hate towards your father. So while you were in that bedroom with your mother, you not only resented your mother, you cowered, both cowered from your father. So you have lost who you are. You see, so the meditation exercise is such a simple thing. It's you can pray till kingdom come, and prayers are not answered usually that way. They occasionally are, but if you could learn to, if you had a good heart, and I believe you do, and you can hear what I'm saying, you could use that method of meditation, which doesn't have any much language in it. It doesn't have any religious language in it. It just shows you how to disentangle your real self from the parasitical nature that's sort of infecting you through your emotional feelings. Emotional feelings are very strong. They're like a chain. And the more emotional you become, the more the stronger the chain gets, and the more the power of the world outside gets into you, and the more it gets into you, the more you struggle, the more conflict you have, and you begin to resent the conflict, trying to free yourself from it as if you could. And when all you need to do is stop being angry with yourself. Stop, which is the same thing as, well, stop struggling with being angry with the problem as if it could go away. It doesn't, and it gets worse. It's a trick. And also being angry with the light that shows it to you, because you think your conscience is the enemy. It's only because the enemy within you makes you think the conscience is the enemy because it hurts so much. So you find yourself, you know, cringing with, just like you cringed with your mother. It's a false kind of safety. So there's the spirit of your mom is the spirit of Paradise Lost. It comes through every woman, through every generation, and men make the same mistake. See, so all you need to do is to use that meditation to separate from your thought. For instance, would you like to try a little bit out of that now? Would you like to take a shot at it to see if you can do it in 2 or 3 minutes?
Okay.
Well, close your eyes and put your left hand by your side. Where are you sitting?
By my computer, but I'm left-handed and I prefer the left hand.
But I prefer you put the right hand. There's a reason for it. Okay.
Yeah.
It won't hurt the right hand. So I'm not asking you to do anything. I'm just asking you to close your eyes and now look at your eyelids. Now, I'm sitting in my seat and I'm like you. I'm a prisoner in my body. And so I can close my eyes and I can look at my eyelids. Can you do that? And it's me looking at my eyelids, meaning I've already separated from my thought. If I can look at my eyelids, I'm looking at my own flesh, my own brain, in a sense, because you find yourself looking at the middle of your forehead. Can you see that? And it's bright there.
Yeah.
See, that is like a little light show, little pixels moving around, floating around. Isn't that right? Like a TV without the picture, but it's got the white noise, but color, like the stars are moving around. That is a computer. That is, since you understand computers, that's how you're programmed from within. And as long as you're caught up in your thoughts, you can't be saved. So, in other words, you need to shift to the state because that light that's shining in you now is shining through the lens of your consciousness onto your brain. What you're looking at is the effect of not just looking at your eyelids. It's gone beyond that in a fraction of a second. It's gone beyond that. And now the light is shining into your brain now and into your subconscious and changing everything already. To make that more effective, be aware of your first finger of your right hand and kind of look with your mind's eye, kind of without moving your eyeballs, and shift that lightning show down to your first finger, so that when you become aware of your finger, it tingles. So tell me when your first finger tingles just a little bit, just by being aware. You don't have to put any effort out of it. Just be aware that it's there. And I'm bringing your attention to it. You wouldn't have noticed it unless I'd asked you. So now that you're aware of it, you see it tingle a little bit.
Yes, and I've done this about 10 times.
Good, that's good. But you think, but there's no more to it than this. Listen carefully. Shift your attention to the second finger. And then the third. Have you done the second finger yet?
Yes.
Okay, now the third. And while I'm talking to you, keep doing that. Being aware of the middle of your forehead, like with your eyelids. And if a thought comes up, just look at it, and it goes away. Or you'll understand it, one of the two. Okay, so now, in this state where you are, I can talk to your soul separate from your subconscious. Your subconscious is a monkey thing. So I can tell it what to do, just like anybody else can play with you, reach inside you and stir you up. I want to unstir you. I want to say to you, you know, as a minister, you've been pre-forgiven. So why are you struggling with yourself to cure you? Why are you running to all the doctors when you know that your sin has made a home in you? But you've never known how to cry, and you've never known how to teach anybody. And I think you feel like a failure, because one of the reasons you became a minister is because you wanted to save people and be loved by the people you saved, but you weren't successful.
Well, the church was like a home to me when my parents would be quarreling so much that frightened me, and I think I thought about the ministry because of...
But that was the reason. I gave you the reason, but you weren't able... You thought about the ministry because you looked for love for people like an actor on the stage. And it didn't cure you. It didn't cure you. That's the wrong reason to be a minister, to do a song and a dance and look like a minister and love everyone so everyone would love you. That doesn't cure a thing. It doesn't. Only if people love you, only encourages the worst in you to grow and become dependent on people's approval.
Anyway, because church can be very inhospitable for people who want to speak what you believe to be the truth.
No, it doesn't. Church can be inhospitable, but you know, I have a church, but the thing is, I don't hold people. I don't hold them, and so they have to come every week. My job is to show you how it is done. Jesus didn't hold a church to the same people every week. He went on to different places. As soon as he'd been in one place and did his job, those people were free. Some would fall by the wayside, but many would recover for the rest of their life and become true Christians and find their relationship with God less personal. But you've never done that yet. You heard me 30 years ago, and you didn't listen. But now you are listening. That's good. So you call me back. Now, open your eyes. Before you do that, open your eyes. Look around you. See if things look a little brighter.
Yes, I'm feeling fine tonight.
Okay, now do you feel a little lighter? Because I told you that you've been pre-forgiven. You've been pre-forgiven, but then you don't have to, if you believe the truth that you've been pre-forgiven, then you don't have to struggle with your thoughts. To believe that is the truth, and once you believe the truth. You don't have to struggle with all those angry thoughts anymore. They just go away.
That's right.
They get washed away.
It's been very difficult for me to, particularly being brainwashed, so to speak, between.
Listen, my dear friend. Listen. Stop. Ring away with. Why don't you listen to what I have to say? The CD you have. The military. Coming back from the war, have the same CD, except there are other features to it as well. But mainly they get what you've got. and they have post-traumatic stress disorder from a real war. And they get better all by themselves with using the CD. I don't think you're hurting enough to hear me yet. I gave you the purest form of truth. You've been pre-forgiven. And when I said that to, when I say that to a person who really understands and is reaching out, and know, you're a minister, you know that even the Jewish people knew Jesus was coming, and it was counted for them as righteousness, even though he hadn't come yet. That's why there was good people in those days. See, really good, saved people before he came. But when he came, they recognized, and all he said, I've come, his only, main message is, the main message is, your father has sent me as a remedy. He's told me to tell you that he's forgiven you. So why can't your soul accept that truth? Because Adam believed the lie. He didn't listen. And so this bred generations of people that preceded you, and you were just a victim of a long line of people hurting people, people taking their hurts and frustrations out on each other, including their own children, especially their own children. They can't help it. It's a madness. But every now and then you have a person who starts to awaken, and then he hears the remedy. But you can't hear the remedy from a person who's a liar, who's a fake, who's a person who went to seminary to get a degree in being a Christian. You have to have a natural-born Christian, naturally reborn Christian. Just like our founding fathers said about that same concept. He said there was the noble of nature and the noble of birth. The noble of birth are hypocrites. They have the same words, but it's not in them, naturally. So it's not in you naturally yet. You haven't believed your own message, and you're a minister. I've got to say goodnight to you now, because I go to somebody else. I'm not getting anywhere. I can talk to you all night right now. All right. Let me see. Now, Sylvester calls a lot, so we're going to go to, Kelly, Washington, D.C.? Oh, we've got a call from Washington, D.C. All right, the land of the living dead. Okay, we're going. Hello, Kelly.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Hi, Roy.
How are you doing?
Not very well in my fogged mind. I have been told that I've been meditating too much. I'm young, 23. I've been taking
it maybe doing it too hard, too serious?
Yes. Hours.
No, don't do that. That's bad mojo.
Is it? Mary,
you heard what I did with that gentleman, not successfully, because he's just too busy chatting to me and not listening. He's just getting me to understand something I already did. You see what I mean? So, and he couldn't hear me what I was saying. But I know other people could hear it. Sometimes I talk through people like that and other people get it. But can you hold the line a minute?
Yes, sir.
Because this 1 minute, I gave a talk Sunday morning, and it's being edited right now. And Sunday mornings we're not going to do it live anymore because we have an amateur crew. I mean, it's not their fault. We don't have a team of professionals. We do the best we can. We make lots of mistakes. So what we're going to do is we're going to tape it the week before, and so you'll get a refeed for 1 week, and then We'll make it nicer looking, so it's more presentable to you. You know, no coughing and no bad shots. It's not their fault. They do their best. I'm not complaining. It's just we're going to do it that way from now onwards. All right. And so the subject matter is, please don't resent your government. And it's a very important. I need to be talking about that during the week. Do not resent your government, no matter how bad things become. I'll tell you why as soon as I have an opportunity.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Thank you very much. Welcome once again to my commercial time. Look, it's getting very difficult, you know, to stay on the air. So you know, if I disappear, then you know you didn't pay your light bill. I do appreciate those who are steadfast, but, you know, I've had people, one person sends $4,000 every month. I've done that for 20 years. People come and go, and especially when you get well, you forget, you tend to forget and live your life, and I guess that's good. But you need to, please, it takes years sometimes to, like the gentleman listened to me 30 years ago, not that I did him any good this time, but people sometimes listen for years before they're ready. And yet they enjoy the program, and I have no sponsors except the person that's listening. So if you find this program valuable, then you would support it, even if it's a small amount. I just love to see a stream of letters with $10 in it. But usually it's very, very grateful people with 50 to 100, 200, maybe 1,000. And it's those numbers which are very high, but the numbers where it's $5 and $10 are very low. It's the extremely grateful people. And there are some people who say to themselves, well, I'm going to, you know, what good is my $5 or $10? If everybody would send those $10, if everybody would, it's like the widow's mite, if you like. It's like all you have, but it shouldn't be all you have, naturally. But the point is made. You've discharged your duty to do the best you can so that I can talk with you. So I can spend money and make sure our military get these CDs. I've got to lay out $10,000 tomorrow, you know, for, you know, 10,000 CDs. We outsource them, and then we give them away. I remember the orders are piling up. We're several weeks behind. And every day, I'm not ready with those, with the money, whatever. Somebody dies and could have lived. That's how serious. It's the only cure for post-traumatic stress disorder. It's well known in the military. There is no cure except that. And so if you want to go to Patriot Outreach and see, that's the organization that we're the only sponsor for that. But through that organization, thousands of lives are being saved. Thousands. All right. So please, Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Or you can go to the website and listen to the CD. FHU.com. FHU.com. You can listen on the telephone. If you have a telephone, you don't have a computer. Try this number, 206-315-4836. That's the technique. Be still and know, on the telephone, no charge. 24 hours. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So if you're despondent, pick up the telephone and sit quietly and find who you are from within. Goodbye, right back.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-868-8833. You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters.
Okay, now, Kelly, are you there, old girl?
I'm here.
I mean young girl.
Yes.
Now, you're a person who tries too hard anyway in anything.
Yes, sir.
And that's not good.
No.
And now, ask me how I do it. Okay, I'll ask myself. I don't give any, I don't try to do anything. It's so natural, I can't help but do it. That's how it should be.
Great.
And your life should be there. But when you have lost grace, when you're angry and frustrated, there's a tendency to, you always lose your relationship with God, always. In other words, anger is a response to temptation. that should have been met with calm grace. See, dealing with imperfect people perfectly is a sign of inner strength and love of Creator. And so that will always be rewarded by a ballerina kind of effortless way of doing everything better than anybody else. No matter how much they try, they can't beat you at it. And you don't even notice yourself doing it. So I've written, say, 17 books. I don't remember writing them hardly.
Wow.
I've been 58 years on the radio, 51 years on the radio. It just feels like minutes. I'm writing a thesis on gravity. I don't want to sound like I'm bragging, but nothing has effort. In other words, you live by faith and not by, struggle to cram stuff into your head, to make yourself do this.
Mm-hmm.
Make yourself forgive. Make yourself love. Look for love. You'll always be disappointed. Make sure that you have a lover that really loves you by doing a whole lot more than you should. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
You must stop that. You must. Now, when it comes to meditation, you can't apply that to the meditation because it, in a wordless way, frees you. And it restores you to your soul. Though I've walked through the valley of the shadow, I fear no evil. That kind of attitude. And the rod and thy staff comforted me. You see, there is a quality about, a quality of strength and effortless ease. Even though you don't know where you are going and where the next door or the next step is leading you, you seem to be carefree about it, not careless. Carefree is a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
When you're patient and you're not angry and you've been forgiven and forgive, so you have to learn that you've already been forgiven. And if you believe that, and if you believe it because it is the truth, and if you believe it because it is the truth, it's a mind meld with God. Immediately, all your struggles and all your ambitions and all the things you want to do and make of yourself and all the things you want to cure, they all cure themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So the only thing you need is to sit quietly. For instance, I can do with you now what I tried to do with the gentleman. If you close your eyes. And
yes.
Look at your eyelids. Close your eyes. Let's do a short version of it.
Okay.
Close your eyes and now be aware of your eyelids. You can do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's not hard, is it?
No, it's mostly.
Okay, now remember what I said to the gentleman a little while ago. What do you see when you have your eyes closed and you're looking, your soul is looking at the flesh of your mind? That's what's happening. You're not inside your head anymore. There's no thought where you are. But you can hear my voice, mm-hmm. and you can understand me, but there's no thought.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you're doing this on your own, and thought comes up and grabs you and pulls you down into the subconscious, in that wonderland imagination world, all you have to do is reboot yourself and take the same position. If you have to do it 100 times in 5 minutes. Each time is called a meditation exercise. You exercise the spirit over the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you're becoming untangled. That's the process of being untangled. And the process of becoming entangled is keep getting upset and struggling with yourself. You tangle up with the person, a person gets inside you, and then you tangled up with the person inside you, struggling with him, arguing with him. See that?
Yes.
So therefore, gently does it. So you don't have to forgive yourself, and you really can't forgive everybody. People say to me, can you forgive me for this? I said, I don't need to forgive you. And I can't understand that because I never passed judgment. So you've passed judgment and you've resented a lot of people, beginning with your parents. I get it. They made you feel inferior. Somebody made you feel inferior.
Yeah.
You weren't the favorite child. Somebody else was and they weren't near as good as you. Correct?
Perhaps.
Okay. So the thing is, you need to let all that go. It's not important anymore. And because you are God's child, see, and that's, you've got to realize that you only came through your parents, and if you had good parents, they guided you, that's a good thing. But most parents don't know, up from down. And most ministers don't know which way is up and which way is down.
Right.
All programmed people, you don't want to be a program person. I don't want you to be a program person, except you're programmed by the Creator, because it's sir, yes sir, to all the impulses He gives you. But these impulses actually release you from impulses. The power, you get a power when you sit quietly like this. There's a power inside you that shines the light through the lens of your consciousness. That's what you're seeing on the screen of your mind. This is like a computer program. It's very similar, except every cell in your body starts to change ownership. Instead of the world upsetting you and controlling you, that relationship transfers back to a fealty to the Creator rather than an obligation to the world.
Yeah? Mm-hmm.
And so now make your first finger tingle a little bit, and you'll see that energy transfers through your body. It's a very tiny amount of energy when your first finger tingles. See that?
I don't feel tingling.
Just be aware of it. Now be aware of it, so it awareness will make it tingle. For example, be aware of your right ear. How do you know it's there? And if I hadn't brought your attention to your right ear, you wouldn't have thought of it. But now your attention's there, it tingles
the
just...
The thumb's touching it.
Oh, all right. How about the tip of your nose? Or how about swallowing? I mean, mm-hmm. all of a sudden, now you become conscious of you know, see if you can get rid of the compulsion to swallow, because in a few moments you feel the saliva. You see, the awareness to something always brings thoughts of sex, thoughts of food, will always bring the thing that you either want or don't want. You want what's bad for you, and then you don't want what's bad for you, but either way you can't control it. See? So what I'm trying to say to you, maybe I've given you some not very good examples, because I forgot that you had the telephone to you. So you should have the telephone in your left ear, right?
I have it on my right ear, but I could do the opposite.
Do the opposite. Because I was saying, because that's why you couldn't feel your finger tingling, because I forgot to tell you that your right hand should be on next to your side. Now, maybe you can feel it now. I mean, be aware of your eyelids again, and see that little light show in your head, and then focus the energy down your right hand into your first finger. Now you can feel that little tingling, because any time you give awareness to any part of your body, you can make it. You feel an energy in it, a little tiny energy. But this energy is much more powerful coming from within you. It's like my microphone. There's a tiny little bit of energy going into that microphone, and yet you can hear it thousands of miles away and amplified. And thousands of other people can hear it too. So that little energy is a program that you don't understand, but it will be the light that walks, the light under your feet. And so your future will be... Your future will be completely different if you stop responding to the pressures of life, which sets you at variance with the light of truth. Either you live by sort of an emotional light. You get excited, upset, and so it outshouts your conscience. But puts it to sleep. And then all the wrong things look right. See that? So the watchword, the word you need to watch for and look for in terms of meaning, is being resentful to... Maybe tripping over the cat. I mean, resentment is a constant. So whether you trip over the cat or you're resentful towards your mother and father, whenever it becomes a judgment, that resentment is anger, a form of anger. When things don't go your way, anger, resentment. And then you find yourself fumbling, because the more you get upset, the more you get cut off from being able to see clearly where you're going. Isn't that? And then you have to use your imagination, and you have to weigh one thing against the other. See, that is not is your brain. The best brains are feeble. That you need intuition, and intuition is your guiding light, and it goes away every time you get resentful. And then when it goes away, then you have to set bigger goals and try harder and learn more. But you can't do that with a meditation, because you're going to be fed intuitively. The things you need to do, the steps that you need to take, will be given to you in the moment, and it will be natural like breathing. Follow that, young lady? Does that help any?
It does help. You know, I have been doing for 2 years your tape.
Yes.
And, you know, it's just, it's, I've seen a lot and feel I was discovering my true purpose, but fumbled perhaps.
Yeah, and that's not, that it does happen, and just get back on track and be guided by what I said, you know, as far as I'm not telling you, I'm not giving you any set of directions, only the one that allows you to receive the inner one.
Right.
And then you become carefree. And you don't, people may not like you, because people who are bright like you are not terribly welcome in this world. You know that, don't you?
I know.
So your brightness may bring more problems on you because of your outspokenness and your carefreeness. It disturbs people by your very existence. But never mind. Everything that comes against you might be, one of those people who come against you might be a person lost like yourself. And seeing how you deal with her is a refreshment. See that?
Yeah.
See, so
yeah,
therefore,
right.
Okay. So it's a benefit. So it's not a matter of winning or succeeding. It's learning not to lose by not trying too hard. Or not even trying at all. It's okay not to try, because if you try, it's your own will that's functioning, but there is no will. You don't know what your life is all about. If you function from what you think is your own will, you're dealing with Beelzebub.
Mm-hmm.
You'll make everything seem like, you know, this is the way and that's the way, and all you get is false hope and then conflict, disappointment.
Roy, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
So one of the things that was very opposite from the way I was before I started meditating that I heard in your tape is about being patient with firmness, kindness, or being outspoken with firmness, kindness, and patience.
Yeah. Hold the line now. Hold the line. Like, I'll carry you over. I've got a message I want to share. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to call in for a CD, we are trying an experiment. I got my granddaughter, Jessica. She has a baby and she can't come to work at the daytime, so we put her on night shift in our home, so the phones get transferred to her, and it's 800-877-3227. You can order from her because she's sitting behind with a computer. She's sitting there till 12 midnight, from 9 to 12 every night, and I forgot that tonight was the day she was starting, and that's Pacific Coast time. That's 800-877-3227 if you want to order anything, especially if you're a new listener. Be still and know and how to control your emotions. All right.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters.
Yes, I was just mentioning that... I have a need, your money, to stay on the air. And I give so much away. And especially the CD, I mean, Be Still and Know, which you should buy. You can listen on the telephone. You can, if you have a phone, I can give you that phone number if you want to test it. And if you don't have a computer, if you have a computer, it's FHU.com, Foundation of Human Understanding. It's an acronym for that. But the phone number, for those of you who are shut in and don't understand the computers, try this, 206-315-4836. But those of you who are new and don't like to mess around with the internet stuff, then Jessica is sitting there waiting for you with this experiment. If it works, we'll have a whole battery of people, because this is the time of night when people are listening, and in the daytime they forget and... You know, they can't call in as well. So it's a night program, and I don't know why. I do know why I didn't think of it before. I didn't know, you know, I can't just put anybody there. Jessica is very well informed. She came out of the cold, and she's married, and she's a happy woman now. And her husband also came out of the cold, and she got a beautiful, beautiful, strong, sturdy little boy. So, but she'll be able to, she's very good at answering questions. Very good. So I just can't put ordinary operators. See, that was my problem. They're just impersonal, too impersonal. So please don't chat with her too long, because she has a bank of lines that she has to deal with. Call, that's the phone number of the foundation, but they switch to her house at night, you see. So the number is 800-877-3227. And And perhaps we can do, otherwise, you know, the phones are pretty slow in the daytime, and I can understand. You're working. And it's very difficult. It's not impromptu. It's you get lost in the shuffle of things. So there you are. Ladies and gentlemen, I do appreciate your help. I help you. The way you help me is send me little something. Say 10% of the liquor you didn't drink anymore, or 10% of the suffering I've saved you, or helped save you from. Something like that. So you get a good profit, and we profit also, and other people listen, and they profit, and it grows. Maybe we'll reach the whole country one day. Right now, we're not big enough. We only have about 150 stations with this particular network. We'll be right back.
On your mind. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Kelly, I do hope it's been helpful to you, and you will call me back. I have this gentleman who has a serious problem on the line, so I need to go to him.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Roy.
Then you're very welcome. Call me again if you have any problems.
Okay. Take care.
The world needs more young ladies like yourself. All right, now we're going to go to Michael in Baton Rouge. Hello, Michael.
Good evening.
Good evening, Michael. What can I do for you?
I'm calling. My oldest son is 21, and for about the last three and a half years, he has been involved with and toying with homosexuality.
Okay, fair enough. There are three reasons. Would you like to know what the reasons are?
I know probably two of them from what I've read and studied, but I'd be glad to hear him, please.
All right, well, maybe you haven't heard these, unless you've heard the program before, and we don't talk often about it. Well, the most serious one is a pure hatred of father, which I don't think that fits you at all. You become feminine towards your father in order to get his love. You become somewhat like the wife, and that's one reason. And that's not your reason. That's for those who may have this problem. But the reason which I think is your problem is that you allowed your wife to be the influencer in the home rather than you. That she had the strongest influence and you didn't. And so the boy begins to take on the mother's identity and looks at men through a woman's eyes. That is mostly the real reason.
Okay.
When does that fit?
Yeah, that fits.
Could you now talk around that a little bit? So help me.
Well, I think there was a point in time. Probably from the time he was about 8 until he was about 15 or so, I was starting my own company, and I spent a lot of time working two jobs. So I didn't spend as much time with him as I have spent with my youngest son. I have another son who's 15. I have a daughter who's 24.
Yes. But that's the price you pay, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And I've been working with a reparative therapist out of Los Angeles.
That's not going to work. You're wasting your money. There is no cure. If there was a cure, they don't have it. I'm quite sure. I'm absolutely confident. If there is a cure, I have it. I have it to share with you. What you should do is talk to your son and somehow find a moment where genuine repentance is there in your heart. So, look, son, I need to chat with you. And then you start to explain to him, you know, where you failed. Because if you don't talk about the way you failed and neglected his upbringing, being a part of it, he cannot accept his own failure. So you must admit all your faults first, and then say, all you need to say is, I'm sorry that I allowed you to, let your mother bring you up. And what really happened is you took on her identity, and you resented me. And the more you resented me, the more you found comfort in your mother's, you know, affections. And so you became more of a woman inside. And that's the real reason, but you don't have to say that. If you can just explain that, that's what causes the femininity. See, that's what causes you to think, you know, about women. You see, about men like women do. See, so,
well, and that's the best. We've had a number of conversations, particularly in the last 6 months, when I've really dropped a lot of my anger and frustration, and was able to
towards him.
Towards
because
him, and also,
and
also towards myself.
Yeah, that's right. But you're projecting what you've been doing. This is what you need to say to him. I've been projecting my failure onto you. I've been angry because you embarrassed me, but it's my failure I was projecting onto you. That was my anger, and I'm sorry for that. See, those are the kind of things you need. Those very, very, very touches right at the spot.
Yeah, I can see that.
I'll tell you what, you can also hand him a CD, a military one. We have a CD called Coping Strategies, which is not a Roy Masters thing, but it is really. And
is that
you can say, look, that, huh?
Traumatic stress disorder.
Yes, that's the one that overcomes, but it cures about anything that's emotional, because nearly all problems that are emotional based, which is about 100,000 problems at least, are emotionally based, and once you get to the root of the motion to forgive your father and find the father within, the forgiving father that helps you forgive your father without. There's the magic. That's his part of it. He may not know how to do that yet. You might hand him and say, try this, son. See? Okay. Got to rush now. That's just advice I can give to another man, a man about his son. I could help with the son better, more quickly, if he was calling.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters.
Are you overwhelmed by pressure and stress?
Already things are being resolved in my life. Fences are coming down. I'm mending fences that really broke the ice fly. I'm so grateful.
Are you ready to have your life become a success story?
I had gone through 15 years of therapy with a psychiatrist. It still didn't help. So I bought several of the CDs, and he had a lot of the answers that I didn't get with the doctor. It's been real helpful. I don't get as worked up about problems. I just stay calm. Different things will come up, and I'll just work it out.
Are you ready to stop struggling? Visit FHU.com and download Be Still and Know, a simple concentration exercise that will change your life. Visit FHU.com or call 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227. Learn a simple technique that will change your life. Visit FHU.com.
Resolving just one deadly underlying emotion can restore you to complete health. Doctors know that most health issues like PTSD, depression, and heart problems are anger-based, and treating their symptoms with expensive drugs and surgery is counterproductive. Thankfully, there's a simple exercise called coping strategies that is helping millions of people to turn stresses that were killing them into stresses that are curing them. Under any pressure, this CD works by depriving a variety of morbid symptoms of its angry fuel. Consequently, all emotion-based diseases and addictions wither away all by themselves without struggle or effort on your part. Coping strategies is simply basic training for the mind. $25 cost to civilians allows grants to veterans. Log on to FHU.com, FHU.com, or write Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 975.